Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The union government has approved Pradhan Mantri Jan Chadia Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the union cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will cover around 63,000 villages, benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Vaishnav also announced that the government has approved the nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. He said that the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality to enhance India's soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research, innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said a proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme, BioRide, is 9,197 crore rupees. The minister also informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday launched the NPS Vatsalya scheme in New Delhi. Sitharaman said that through NPS Vatsalya, the child gets an advantage of high returns from the time that the money is saved. She suggested that parents and guardians should consider investing in NPS Vatsalya for their minor kids, for their birthdays and other occasions. The finance ministry said NPS Vatsalya will allow parents to save for their children's future by investing in a pension account and ensure long-term wealth with the power of compounding. 13 private schools in Nagaland have been closed down with immediate effect. The school education department notified that the closure of these 13 private schools were in pursuance of the decisions taken during the state-level education committee meeting held on 15th of December last year, as well as upon receiving no objection certificates from the respective district administrations. The closure of 13 private schools includes Pinewood School, Scholar Lodges, Eastview Home School, Assembly of God High School, Sidiging School, Jotsoma, under Kohima District, Logos Home Academy and Imsa Demchen Memorial High School from Makukchung, Little Star School, Azuto, and Christian School Azuto of Zanupato, Zion School Kacharikaun in Dimapu, Public School Dohoi Village in Newland, King David School under Futsuro, and Christ King School in Longling. Kohima District Planning and Development Board, DPDP, has approved the constitution of village adoption committees and LADP verification committees for 2024-25. The core committee will be headed by ADC headquarters as convener, with the district planning officer and district public relations officer as members. The approval was made during the monthly meeting of DPDP yesterday under the Deputy Commissioner and Vice Chairman of DPDP, Kumar Ramnikant. The meeting was also attended by DPDP Chairman and MLA, Dr. Tsilhato Ritso, MLA Gevipoti Sope, and officials from the district departments. In a meeting, the members of the DPDP recommended the proposals for upgradation of Hearts Home Preschool located at New Police Reserve Pesama and Wonder Beats Preschool at Upper BWD Colony Kohima to the primary level. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 begins today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Sovise Pochi has restricted overloaded trucks or dumper carrying wet sand to ply along the stretch of NH702T Mukukchung to Mariani until further order. The restriction order was imposed in view of the poor bearing capacity of the subgrade of NH702D Mukukchung to Mariani and until its upgradation to two-lane national highway. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.